Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up, world? What's up, world? This is John Williams with another episode of Art Cry Radio. We love it. We love it. Brought to you live by Blog Talk Radio. I thank you. Thank you so much for making this possible. Find us on the web, www.blogtalkradio.com/Art Cry Radio. Yes, sir. We are broadcasting more than 100 countries. Gotta love it. Man, we got everybody checking in. U.S., absolutely. But we also have Mexico checking in. And it also looks like I got some folks down in Madrid. Thank you. Man, Art Cry Radio is dedicated. I mean dedicated to finding and featuring art and creativity in all forms. Everyone is welcome. This week marks the beginning of the NCAA 2016 tournament. Ah, gotta love it. This is where everybody gets the opportunity to cheer for their alma maters or their favorite collegiate basketball teams. I've been watching it for the last day, and oh my goodness, nail biters. A little background about the NCAA Men's Division I Basketball Championship. The NCAA is a single elimination tournament played each spring in the U.S., currently featuring 68 basketball teams. And we try to determine the national championship of the major college basketball. The tournament is organized by the NCAA. It was created way back in 1939 by the National Association of Basketball Coaches. It was the idea of Ohio State University coach Harold Olson. Basically, every year, you get a bracket and you get an opportunity to pick winners, and they compete in a single game elimination. Oh, my goodness. It's not like the NBA, y'all, where they get 3, 5, 7 games to try to decide. They got one shot. This is where the Cinderella teams step up and beat the odds. A lot of interesting facts. This is coming from CBSSports.com. Thank you very, very much. This year's tournament is filled with lots of numbers. We got best free throw shooting team. That's UConn at 78.7%. My personal favorite, Michigan State. They got the best three-point shooting team in the entire country at 43.4%. However, can't forget Kentucky. They're the most efficient in terms of offense. They score basically 124.7% with 100 possessions. So they score very, very well. However, you cannot forget Oklahoma. They got the best score in this year's tournament, Oklahoma's Buddy Hield, averaging 25 a game. Wow. Two halves. That's all you have. Two halves to get it done. I like Kansas. They actually have the odds, the best odds to win the championship altogether when you look at all the different contenders. Thank you so much, CBS Sports, for the statistics. Also, I want to make sure that we talk a little bit about the brackets. You've seen them all across the office pools. People absolutely are filling them out. Sometimes it's pure luck. Sometimes there's a little bit of skill involved, but it's all fun. I went online, checked out VegasInsider.com. You know, there are people that bet on this. They literally go to Vegas, sit and watch the games. The odds are remarkable. For instance, some of the worst odds are Weber State, UNC Asheville, 5,000 to 1. Good Lord, if they win the whole thing and you bet a dollar, you get 5,000. Kansas and Michigan State, along with North Carolina and Virginia and Kentucky, have some of the best odds, you know, and they're still 10-1, roughly. North Carolina, according to Vegas Insider, is at 6-1, and Kansas is at 9-2. Gets a little confusing, but you know what I mean. I'm loving the regional competition. Yesterday, we got an opportunity to see Yale with a big upset against Baylor. I host a show from Dallas, but, you know, all the Texas teams are well represented. There's a gentleman who plays for Yale who actually played pickup basketball at the gym I go to, and it was real nice seeing that guy win. Absolutely, this is an amazing, amazing time. Real quick, I would be remiss if I didn't take a moment to say you got to support Art Cry Radio. You can buy one of our signature Art Cry tees by visiting www.artcryofficial.com/store. When you go there, you're going to see the icy white the Arctic Black, and then also the charcoal colored one. They're on sale right now, $11.99. And remember, every time you buy one, it helps fund art appreciation and art advocacy programs all across the globe. We've done some amazing, amazing things, y'all, and we want to keep that going. So when you get an opportunity, go in and buy a shirt. You'll love it. It'll fit well. You'll wash it. It'll still look good afterwards. You're going to love it. This year, they have the tournament. Every year they have host cities that actually let their main venue host the tournament. And in 2016, you have Houston, and then you have Dayton, Ohio. So you have the opportunity to purchase tickets, and then you get to see two, three, four games sometimes. It is absolutely amazing. The men's tournament has yielded a ton of different memorable moments over the years. Some of them, if you go to ESPN.go.com and then search the top 75 moments for the NCAA tournament, you'll see a number of them. I mean, I'm going down the list. There's too many to name in no particular order. But, you know, one of my favorite moments was when Coach K ties Rupp in 2010. Duke and Butler provided one of the best national championship games in recent memory. Great, great to watch. Coach K came out victorious. I'm looking at number 56. St. Joseph's was an unlikely one seed, a 30-1 masterpiece that had taken college basketball by storm. Lucas and the boys did what they needed to do. 61-59. John Lucas' jumper gave them a lead, but was answered by Pat Carroll's three that would put the Hawks back up. But then John Lucas came back again, answered with another jumper of his own. I'm going further down the list. Who can forget Christian Leitner's last-minute shot? That was awesome. Jordan hit a shot that propelled him into stardom as well. It's just too many to name, too many to name. We got Iverson when he hit a last-second jump shot. Absolutely love it. Amazing. Guys, you got to watch it. CBS Sports, I think it's the home of most of the contests, but you can go online. There's an app I was checking out from the car where if you subscribe to the app, you can look real-time at any of the games. So I was there watching games and switching back and forth to see the scores. It was just amazing. So excited about this. This is a great time for college basketball and amazing competition. Another thing about basketball is you got a lot of little kids watching. You know, these are kids that are looking at the schools that they may go to. They may be in high school or just starting or getting ready to get out, and they're looking at this tournament and the coaches to see how, you know, this could change their lives. They have an opportunity to, you know, to go to Providence or go to USC or go to Yale or go to Butler. It's a number of schools that are well represented, and I absolutely love what it's doing for college basketball. You know, it begs the question, you know, because these kids aren't being paid. Do we need to pay them? Should they be paid? I mean, look at how many millions of dollars are made each year from television and advertising revenues alone, not to mention apparel sales. And then, you know, you got to increase attendance to these schools. There's a lot of schools that, man, people wouldn't have thought twice about. One of my good buddies attended as an alumni of Hampton University in Virginia. Beautiful campus. Oh, amazing. They say a lot of them say that was the show The Different World was made after Hampton. And when you have an opportunity to see them on a grand stage like this, it really does make you want to look a little bit deeper into, you know, these different institutions. So do your research. Continue to watch the shows. I absolutely love it. What we're going to do right now is take a quick musical break. My official Art Cry band is Graphic Nature. Real hip hop, real MC. This is Holy Water. We're going to put a little bit of that on and come back and end it up. Appreciate y'all, man.
Oh, damn the bus.
Level up. Yeah. Freestyle. Yeah. 2016. Mr. Misfit. Woke up in a spot feeling like good money. Perception is everything compared to my hungry. Soak it all in. Everything spongy, don't provoke grungy, buck Tony Dungy, knock your helmet off, leave your neck lonely, swanked up, fresh zirconies, quite suitable. No conquering my Rubik's Cube, use a Rudy Poo. God moves make you miserable. See how I spit a few, seeking a clearer view. 25 stories, but that's another story. You'll judge in the story. Now back to the subject, war cry or warhead. Lead in the war, yeah. Index tap your forehead. War to my four kids, I'ma make it happen. Reasonable plan of action, this 20% of action. The other 80 greatly, hectic, wavy, crazy. Dopeness missing lately, hire Dick Tracy. Punks jump up to get beat down. Molly Wap, Foof Wap, and Meek Mal. Proceed to flee foul. Now let that marinate. Wait no longer and watch me levitate. Easy to buckets, I train all year. Fuck it, you love it.
You love it.
Shit on you in public.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Art Cry Radio. I am your host, John Williams, and each week we bring you art and creativity in the purest form. And this day we're talking about the NCAA tournament, 2016. Woo! Who's going to make it? Who's going to make it to the Sweet 16, the Elite Eight, the Final Four, the championship game? We don't know, but we love watching to find out. Make sure you keep tuning in and support these colleges and universities as they give us some unparalleled entertainment from the basketball arena. We love y'all, man. I want to know who y'all got to pick. Man, I want to hit me up on the chat room. Also, shoot me any text messages or hit my Facebook up. I want to see who you picked. Right now, I have Michigan State going all the way. Many people would say Kentucky. Some people even going to say Duke. But I've got Michigan State going all the way. And I'm from Chicago. So I'm going to tell you right now, it's going down. Keep watching the tournament. I want y'all to keep the conversation alive on Facebook, www.facebook.com/ArtCryRadio or ArtCry Official, and you'll be able to chime in with the discussion. All right, man, that's enough. We did it. Love y'all. See y'all next week on ArtCry Radio. Yes, sir. ArtCry Radio is brought to you from the creative mind of John R. Williams, creative arts advocate. Each week, find him on the web, www.blogtalkradio.com/ArtCry Radio.